Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Everyone wants to know, what is head coach Chip Kelly's offense going to look like in the NFL? Fans and analysts are champing at the bit to see Kelly's up-tempo attack in person. Well, a recent Wall Street Journal article suggested that Kelly's offense will not operate at the pace that the head coach wanted to. Kelly quickly dismissed those claims on Wednesday.
Understand the rules of engagement. Dean Blandino and those guys in the league office met with them at the league meetings. They were here when we had minicamp. I have absolutely no issue with them. We actually embrace the way they're doing it. So really similar to what we had in college. Tony Carreni, who's a longtime official in this league, was actually the head of the Pac-12 officials. So we're used to the style that they run. I mean, I see absolutely no problem with it. We're excited to work with them. So.
The quarterback competition continued here at the NovaCare Complex on Wednesday, and Kelly said that his players look more and more comfortable running the offense. As we creep closer to the start of the preseason, is this where one of the quarterbacks will separate himself from the rest of the pack? Michael Vick explains.
We just got to stay on the grind, like I said. I mean, you know, we're not looking for separation. We're looking for improvement. And I think, you know, that's the most important thing right now. If we can go out and make strides each and every day and continue to get a grasp of this offense, then you'll see guys, you know, separating themselves. But, you know, we take pride in what we do, and we take pride every time we step out there, whether we're with the ones, twos, or the threes. You know, we want to look good.
On the injury front, guard Todd Harriman's return to the practice field Wednesday after he had suffered a knee injury during Sunday's open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. Left tackle Jason Pierce left practice early with what the team called a mild right hamstring strain. He is day-to-day. Five players did not practice. Wide receivers Aurelius Ben and B.J. Cunningham, defensive tackle Antonio Dixon, and cornerbacks Brandon Hughes and Kerry Williams. Now, two players have landed on the injured reserve list so far in 2013, wide receiver Jerry Macklin and linebacker Jason Phillips. To take Phillips' spot on the 90-man roster, the team signed rookie free agent Travis Long out of Washington State, who himself is coming back from an ACL injury suffered late in 2012. Long realizes that to make the 53-man roster, he must maximize this opportunity, and he is looking to do so here at Eagles training camp.
Kind of learning on the fly. I had to learn the whole playbook yesterday. So it's going to be an adjustment period, but you know, I'm going to have to do it.
A video surfaced on Wednesday of wide receiver Riley Cooper making a racist remark at a recent Kenny Chesney concert. Cooper offered this candid apology.
I'm disgusted, and I'm sorry. That's not the type of person I am, and I wasn't raised that way. I got a great mom and dad at home, and they're extremely, extremely disappointed in me. So.
Practice resumes on Thursday at the NovaCare Complex. We will have complete coverage on Inside Training Camp beginning at 3 p.m. Reporting for the Eagles Update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, I'm Chris McPherson. Have a good Eagles night.